Your name?
My name is William Brown.
What, where are you from?
From Philadelphia, member of Action United.
What brings you down to D.C.?
Well, we come down to D.C. today to protest the national campaign for vouchers. They bring in our governor, Governor Corbett, and he's partnering with Governor Walker today to have a hearing. And why would they partner with Wisconsin, who has had the voucher for 20 years and has had no success? There's been no proof or any proven success of vouchers compared to public education school. So all it does is siphon out the funds for public education and make it more difficult for our kids to receive public education.
So today, the governor of Pennsylvania is talking along with Scott Walker of Wisconsin, the controversial governor who's cracked down on collective bargaining?
That is correct. Yes, he is. Yes. And that is some example to follow us. So we don't want Pennsylvania to be following in the footsteps of Wisconsin.
Are you a teacher?
I am not a teacher. I'm a community organizer with Action United.
What's going on?
We do have some teachers within our organization who came up from Philadelphia.
Can you describe the situation right now in Philadelphia schools?
Well, the situation in Philadelphia is pretty dire. Right now, we have a budget that is cutting $1.2 billion from the public education, which is $550 million from the basic education fund. The budget was already underfunded, and now we have to deal with $550 million worth of cuts. We are laying off, there's projected of laying off possibly 2,200 teachers and possibly 4,300 school employees. They are getting rid of kindergarten, full-time kindergarten, it will only be half a day. There will be very little, if any, after-school programs. They are eliminating the summer programs. So we're in a dire situation now, and we need for Governor Corbett to reconsider his proposal for the state budget and reinstate the funds in which he has projected to cut from the public education system.
Is Ackerman the superintendent of schools in Philadelphia?
Dr. Ackerman is the superintendent of the schools in Philadelphia. That is correct.
She was the former superintendent here in D.C.
She was former superintendent here, and prior to that, yes, she was in San Francisco. Yes.
Thanks so much. Your name?
Rachel Tabachnik.
What brings you down to D.C.?
I came because I'm concerned about SB 1, Senate Bill 1 in Pennsylvania. This is a voucher bill that would take money from public schools to be used in private school and religious school education. But I'm also concerned because I'm an independent researcher and writer. I've been following this for some time. I've done hundreds and hundreds of hours of research on the money trail. Who is funding this and why are they funding it? And I'm very concerned because what you find is that a small group of very wealthy individuals and foundations are funding the voucher movement across the nation. At the core of this is Betsy DeVos, who's headed up this American Federation for Children that's meeting here today. And our governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett, is also speaking, and Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin is also speaking at this American Federation for Children event. So I'm very concerned that the public has a right to know that the voucher movement, I believe, is an astroturf movement, very similar to what we saw with the Koch brothers and the war against the public sector unions in Wisconsin. Millions and millions of dollars were poured into the Pennsylvania political process in 2010 by a small handful of people. Three of them spent several million dollars, not only in Pennsylvania, but they also gave money to the Indiana affiliate. Students First PAC in Pennsylvania is affiliated with this American Federation for Children. So they also gave money in Indiana. The Indiana PAC turned around and sent over $1 million back to the Pennsylvania PAC, so it wasn't really clear where it was coming from. These three mega donors that we have in Pennsylvania who have funded much of this, of them, one, Joel Greenberg, is on the board of Betsy DeVos's AFC. The second, Jeffrey Yass, is on the board of Cato Institute, which is openly advocating privatization of all schools unapologetically. They are strategizing to privatize all schools. And the third, Arthur Danchik, is on the board of Institute for Justice, which is a legal group which is going from state to state trying to make these vouchers legal when they are clearly illegal by many state constitutions.
Can you explain what a voucher is?
A voucher is... a voucher will go with a student who leaves a public school to go to a private or parochial religious school. In Pennsylvania, I think they're talking about amounts around $9,000. Voucher amounts have differed from state to state. And in Pennsylvania, they're talking about initially limiting it to, I believe, 141 schools that they have determined to be failing. Now, one of the big problems with this is that, according to the Education Law Center of Pennsylvania, which has done research on the documentation with the bill, more than half of this money would go to private school kids that are already in those private schools. So in essence, you are just draining the funding from public schools. This is the intent. If you go and you read the Cato Institute policy papers, Heritage Foundation, you will see that the intention is to drain the money from public schools, to make them not viable, and to put that money into privatization of education. That is the intent. They state it clearly. They're proud of it.
Along with the DeVos family, you have the Walton Foundation playing a role
yes,
here?
Yes, quite a few of the Walton heirs.
With the Walmart money?
Yes. Carrie Walton Penner is on the board. John Walton, who passed away in 2004, who is one of Sam Walton's sons, has donated millions to American Federation for Children. Now, keep in mind, American Federation for Children, their political arm used to be called All Children Matter. It's no longer called All Children Matter. That was also headed by Betsy DeVos, because they owe $5.2 million in fines in Ohio for illegal campaign financing. They lost an appeal in the early 2010. They walked on that appeal, apparently. It has not been paid on the fine. And so they renamed their national operation American Federation for Children. And they renamed PACs at the state level. Some of them are named American Federation for Children PACs, and some of them have different names, like in Pennsylvania, the PAC is named Students First. Also, keep in mind, and it's interesting because that's the name of Michelle Rhee's organization, is Students First.
That's what I was going to say.
And so it's a little misleading. I mean, I think the idea was to make people think that this was not set up by conservatives. The guy, Joe Watkins, who registered Students First in March 2010 in Pennsylvania, is a Republican strategist. He worked for the Bush administration, and he did ads on Fox attacking Obama. But none of that is on his bio on the Students First website. So I think the intention was to make it look very grassroots, very bipartisan, although it is clearly an AstroTurf movement. Of course, we've got counter-protesters here claiming that our movement is AstroTurf. You know, this movement represents hundreds of thousands of teachers, school workers, millions of students and parents. Their movement has been funded by a few dozen people and strategized by think tank. You know, who's the special interest here?
Vote yes on SB1!
The DeVos family has an interesting relationship with privatization. You talk about Blackwater?
Yes, they do. Betsy DeVos is Betsy Prince DeVos. Her parents are late Edgar and Elsa Prince. Her brother is Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater. He's no longer associated with Blackwater. He is separated from that, but he founded it. He ran it during the time that Blackwater was in Iraq and Afghanistan in the recent years. Last thing that I read, Eric Prince has headed out to Abu Dhabi, where he is now living. Last thing that I read. But her husband is Dick DeVos. His father, Richard DeVos, founded Amway, the multi-tiered home product services businesses, also very controversial, pyramid-type system. It's legal, but it's very controversial.
Lastly, Michelle Rhee, you mentioned her, former schools chancellor here in the District of Columbia.
Yes.
Very controversial, closed down a lot of schools. And she's speaking along with Governor Scott Walker. He really attacked collective bargaining, but in a lot of ways, Michelle Rhee preceded him in her attacks on collective bargaining. The teachers' contract that was signed here actually had Walton Foundation money in it. Now, your thoughts on Michelle Rhee speaking along with Scott Walker?
You know, I've done less work on Michelle Rhee, but I will say this. I think she's very much bought into the privatization idea. She's now doing work with Rick Scott in Florida, the governor there, new Republican governor, who is trying to go to a full vouchers for all program. That would be pretty much the end of public education, I believe. And so I can't read her mind, but she's been working with this pro-privatization camp for quite some time. And here in Washington, D.C., if you do the research, the money behind this voucher program is coming from the same place as the money behind the state voucher programs. And for instance, one of the things that they do is they fund attack ads against their opponents. But also they'll come in before some significant vote or significant decision and sponsor their own poll. And you'll see this all across the country. Over 30 years, when voters are able to vote on initiative, they have voted no, often in margins 2-1 or greater, despite the fact that this voucher group has been spending money like crazy for 15, 20 years. But often, when there's a voter initiative, they vote no. So what they did was they said, okay, we'll go to the state legislators instead. And in a 2002 Heritage Foundation speech, Dick DeVos said, okay, we'll take it to the states and we'll have a system of rewards and consequences, meaning that you use that huge amount of money that they're able to raise to reward or punish legislators based on their actions on vouchers. Back to Washington, D.C., if you look, that same money, those same people, the same organizing was behind this. And a Betsy DeVos group did a poll here also, like they've done in other states, just before there's some big decision. And of course, their polls then show that people want vouchers, despite the fact that other polls, votes, everything else shows that the majority of Americans absolutely do not want their public school money to go to private and religious schools.
You're mentioning, lastly, of the fund to punish legislators if they don't vote properly. Reminds me of what Michelle Rhee is doing. She's openly said she's going to try to raise $1 billion to get political and put students first and push that agenda. And any
she's
final
raised
thoughts?
A billion?
That's what she wants to raise. That's what she's openly said she wants to raise that amount of money.
With what organization?
Students First.
Okay, and their mission statement is?
They are affiliated with AFC. Students First PAC is affiliated with Betsy DeVos's AFC.
So you're
they are the state
what Michelle's doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So any thoughts on that? Any final thoughts you want to share?
This is the same. What you were just talking about is what's happening in Pennsylvania. They have raised money in amounts not seen in Pennsylvania politics before. They are using it to reward and punish. So huge donations, $100,000 donations going to legislators in their camp, and huge amounts of media money going to attack legislatures who are not. And one of the most awful, perverse, and sad things about this is that when they send out these attack mailers, they are attacking teachers and teachers unions. They're trying to drive a wedge between the public and their teachers. This is unconscionable. They have sent out, Students First PAC financed a mailer that went out in a Senate district in Pennsylvania where they attacked a senator opposing the bill and claimed that he was opposed, he doesn't care about Philadelphia children, and he's opposed just because the teachers union gives him money. Now, this was sent out by a group that registered in our state in March 2010 and dumped over $6 million that I've tracked thus far prior to the election in November 2010. And yet, they are going out there with all of this money and sponsoring mailers that make it look like the teachers union is some kind of big, bad, all-powerful villain that doesn't want children to succeed. It's very sad what is happening. And I think the public needs to know exactly who this is meeting here with American Federation for Children, who funds them, and what the end goal is. And the end goal is privatization. And they're not, you know, they don't say this in their propaganda and publicity that they put around in the states right now. But if you go and you look at what's in these think tanks, and you look back over years of the strategy for vouchers, the purpose is to incrementally dismantle public schools. You know, these policy papers say things like it's not politically viable now, but we'll use vouchers to privatize as much as we can. So the end goal is privatization. You know, if that's the end goal, then that's what we should be talking about in public. I mean, I am strongly against that. But it is dishonest to go to the public and say, oh, we're doing this to improve public schools, when the end goal is clearly stated privatization.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.